welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, it's that time of the year again. We've got the weather changes. The stress of the holidays are just beginning. I didn't really want to have to write that, but that is what is coming upon us. And then also, we're going to be spending later nights in the shopping. And, you know, those party nights can get really hard on our body and our sleep cycle and everything. Then what we do is we start eating foods that during the year we really don't think about eating, you know, all that good pumpkin pie and all those good sweets and all the holiday cheer and everything else. And then to add everything else to it, now we've got the flu season. And boy, this flu season is really, really upon us. So the point of all this is that it's not only important, it's actually imperative that if we're going to get through this holiday season the way that we need to in this flu season, the way it's being talked about, then what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to take very, very, very good care of our immune system. That way we won't fall to the demise of this flu. My assistant has come down with it, and what we're hearing now is it's lasting about 3 weeks. So what we need to do is just really look at our immune system and be able to keep it healthy. So that's what the topic of today is. It's all about immunity. How strong is yours? I'm going to be talking more about the immune system, giving you some anatomical and physiological aspects of how it works. I think it's always important that if we understand what the immune system is, or any organ and gland in the body, and then also what this function is, then it makes it easier for us to be able to connect with it energetically, also mindfully, and be able to create either affirmations, visualizations, also looking at homeopathic remedies or alternative methods, or even looking at the over-the-counter or conventional medicine. Once we have an idea of what it looks like and what it does, then we can really be more in control as far as being able to decide what is going to be the best way for us to be able to deal with it. So that's what the topic of today's show is going to be. And then on top of all of that, I'm going to be sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. So if you have a question for me about your health, you can call me at 877-230-3062 or 425-644-5620. I'm looking forward to sharing the information and how I read energy, how I read illness. That's one of the things that I found with my teleclasses. In the second segment, I'm going to be talking more about my teleclass this month. But one of the things that I do when I look at illness is I look at it not only from that anatomical and clinical aspect, meaning how traditional medicine or allopathic medicine looks at it, but I look at the psychological hidden meanings behind it. And one of the things that I have found when the immune system becomes tired is that we're usually tired of doing something. Maybe it's a repetitive action. Maybe we're bored. Maybe the redundancy factor has gotten to us. But I find that there's connections between the immune system and then also the way that we think, or the things that we even say. We can even say, you know, I'm tired. And ultimately we become tired, not only in the physical body, but our immune system can become tired as well. So a different way to be able to look at it, and that's what I'm going to be sharing with you today. And by the way, hello and thanks for joining me. I'm very excited to always get on the show on Wednesdays and share this information. So let's go in and let's start by looking at what the immune system is. It is actually one of the most complex systems in the body because its primary role is to oversee, protect, and defend us against both infection internally and externally, and then also externally, the infections, the environmental contaminants, viruses, and then internally, it can also be bacterial infections and even cancer and AIDS. So that's something that the immune system, it really is an important part of being able to keep every part of us healthy. Energetically, the immune system itself is tied to every organ and gland. In fact, every cell in the body. In fact, the anatomy of the immune system begins really when we come in and we look at the pineal gland. That's deep within the brain. It actually regulates the overall effectiveness of our immune system. Now, that particular pineal gland is also tied to our sleep cycles and melatonin. There's a natural tendency when we become deprived of sleep or don't have the quality of sleep, meaning that we don't sleep in a restful state and hit that deep REM, then what happens is there's a natural connection, not only energetically but anatomically, between that pineal gland and then also the immune system itself. Now, one of the ways that the pineal gland actually helps in regulating the effectiveness of how the immune system works is it creates something called a P53 cell. And I refer to this cell as kind of the spell checker of the entire DNA of our body. What this cell does is it goes in, and as the pineal gland remains healthy, the immune system remains healthy, then there's an abundance of these P53 cells, and its job is to basically travel through the body to be able to look at each cell and look at that recipe, the ACTG in each cell. That's kind of the recipe for the cell being healthy, to be sure that every cell is healthy. So it travels around and it looks at every cell. It looks deep inside of it and it says, okay, well, you're looking good. It looks at another one right next to it and it says, you know, you don't look like you're as healthy as you need to. Looks around at another one and sees that that one also isn't healthy, and then looks at another one and sees, oh, here's the one that isn't healthy. So what that P53 does is it basically is part of the alert system. When it finds cells that aren't healthy, it actually goes in and it alerts the lymphocyte cells, the B cells, which are tied to the thymus. That's the next part of the immune system. Now, it used to be believed that the thymus gland would atrophy to the point where it's no longer functional. And when we're born, it really is enlarged. It stays very functional. It's what protects us, especially the first 3 years of our life. It's full of antibodies. The B lymphocytes are full of I call them the Indian scouts of the immune system, goes in and looks at the immune system as a whole, where the P53 really goes almost cell by cell. The B lymphocyte says, okay, how are the organs and how are the glands? How's this quadrant or this part of the body looking, and is it healthy? And then what it does, along with the P53, when it finds something that is not healthy, then it alerts the T cells, the natural killer cells, we have a problem over in quadrant, you know, area of the liver of the body, and it's your job to go in and basically neutralize what is going on. Now, the lymphocyte cells grow up to secrete antibodies, and that's the main thing that they're doing. They're always scouting for invaders. And again, those can be invaders just from the mutation of cells that we have within our own body, but also, more importantly, it has to do with our protection from external factors such as bacterial infections or viruses or even environmental contaminants. Then there's the spleen. The spleen itself is what actually manufactures and regulates the T cells and the natural killer cells. Sometimes those two are used interchangeably. They're actually very different. And then what that spleen does, we know from the field of psychoneuroimmunology, meaning how the psychological aspects affects the immune system, specifically the spleen, because it is the manufacturer of the T cells, which are responsible for going in and taking care and neutralizing, basically, or killing all the cells that aren't natural. And what we know from psychoneuroimmunology is that we hold self-directed. We know that emotions affect the immune system. And then as a medical intuitive, I know that self-directed anger gets stored energetically in that immune system, in that spleen specifically. And then what it does is it changes the functioning of it. And it just robs it of the joy or robs it of the ability to function the way it needs to. So psychoneuroimmunology is a field that's been around since about 1981, probably long before that. From some of the cutting edge people. Joan Borisenko is one of the pioneers in that particular arena. And what they do is they say, okay, so how does anger affect the immune system? How does worry affect the immune system? How does resentment affect it, or sadness affect it? So it's a really an evolving field and tremendous research that's been quantified that says that our emotions do affect our spleen, and the spleen is the major part of the immune system itself. Now, once those T cells go out, or those natural killer cells go out, and it identifies that cells aren't healthy, it goes in, and it says, okay, zap, you're done. And then it's the lymph system, including the lymph nodes. Those are kind of little storage tanks. But the lymph system is what takes those cells, transports them through the body. Then what the body does via the liver, which is part of our waste management part of our body, comes in and then goes through the process of separating out the things that need to be eliminated, and they're eliminated. So you can see that when we go in and we look at the entire immune system, we're not just talking about the spleen. We're really talking about this entire, you know, manufacturing plant. We have an overseer, and then we have the manufacturing plant. And then in the fluid of the lymph, those are what we're also have the white cells that are part of the immune system. That's part of the T cells, B cells, the natural killer cells. And then that's what goes in and helps keep us healthy. Now, there's a lot of redundancy in the immune system. And what I mean by that is that each one of those different anatomical parts, I talked about the pineal, the thymus, the spleen, the lymph system itself, each one of those areas has a check and balance. And each check and balance checks not only the gland or the organ that's associated with it. The spleen is considered both a gland and an organ. What it does is it not only checks itself, but it goes at the same time and it checks all the other ones to be sure that all the other glands themselves are functioning the way that they need to. So we've got this check and balance. That's one of the reasons that we can really fight off a lot of the things that would maybe cause us to get ill, is because of this check and balance. The longer that we stay in the wear and tear part of the body, then the more difficult it is for this check and balance to move beyond itself and to be in a cooperative unit, situation with the other organs and glands. So when the entire immune system is working in harmony, what we do is we went over all threats to our body, including the cancer cells that we actually produce on a daily basis, except when it goes haywire, as I call it. And what I mean by that is it's like a communication network that suddenly breaks down and the glands don't talk to each other. And then as a result, the immune system can't function the way it needs to. And then as a result, then the organs and glands throughout the body that relies on it also can't talk the way that it needs to. So what we do, excuse me, is we lose our ability to be able to ward off not only what's happening in our body, but then what is invading us from the outside. So as I go through all that, you can see how important it is to be able to keep that immune system healthy and keep it in harmony. And some of the ways that some of the things that cause it to go haywire is hormone imbalances. Now, these aren't imbalances that just suddenly happen. These are the ones that are chronic, where there's been an imbalance between maybe the thyroid and the pancreas, or between the pineal and the pituitary. So again, everything is connected. Lack of sleep is one of the number one ways that we come in and we actually jeopardize our immune system, other than stress. Stress is the number one contributor to a weakened immune system. And here we are. We're at the weather changes. Our body's trying to adapt. Diet changes. Our body's trying to adapt. Lack of sleep because of all the stuff. And then voila, you have the holiday stress on top of it. There's also poor digestion that can come in. Also, maybe there's an injury or removal of the spleen itself. So all of those things are contributors. We also have cancer and AIDS, which are contributors. We have herpes virus, which is a contributor. So there's a lot of different things that really taxes the immune system. So I hope that you can see how important it is to be able to keep that immune system as healthy as it needs to be. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be sharing more in the second segment about what we can do from a psychological standpoint to be able to keep our immune system healthy, as well as what we can do from a physical standpoint. So I hope that you're going to enjoy the information. I think it's very important, again, that we kind of know how everything works. So that's kind of where we're going to go today. Hi, let's see. Let's just jump right into phone calls. Let's do Jennifer from Florida, line two. Hi, Jennifer. Oh, we lost her. Oh, my goodness. My apologies on that. But let's move on. Let's do Martha from Illinois. Hi, Martha. How are you, honey? I've talked to you before.
Hi, Carol. Yes, you have, a couple months back. And I wanted to thank you for another opportunity.
You are most welcome.
I have a couple questions. Since our phone conversation, I've embraced a lot of different emotional and health changes in my life. And I've been just given just a lot of different information from a lot of different sources with regards to health and career and things like that. And I was just wondering if you just are reading anything energetically for me.
Okay, so let's go in. Let's first of all deal with the health part of it. So I'm just going to ask you, honey, you know, one of the things is information is really good, but in order for us, because it gives us a complete picture, but in order for us to be able to wade through the information, even the information that I share with you, the best way for us to wade through the information that we receive is to go in and to open up dialogue with our intuition. And it's almost like take each bit of information and literally put it into bite-sized pieces and then review it and then ask our body, does this fit? But more importantly, ask our intuition, does this give me the information I need in order to make the decision based on the way that I need to make decisions. And if the information doesn't, it's almost like I just want to say to you, either store it some way in somewhere in an archive of your computer or store it on a piece of paper, get it out of you if you're holding it inside, and then go from there. So let's talk about the health aspect of it. So what do you want to know specifically, since I have a very short period of time? What have you been told? What do you want to know specifically about your health?
I just want to know thyroid, if I'm going in the right direction, if there's something homeopathically I can take.
Well, if it's part of it. Well, actually, with the thyroid itself, what you can do is that I think when I first touched you, we were beginning to, I have to go back in and see if I can do this in my archives. It seems to me that I had picked up that the thyroid was not functioning optimally. And did I say anything about it being within the range but not falling off yet?
Correct.
Okay, good. Well, thank you. So that's still the truth. When I touch you today, as I feel you, it is still within the range. That's why it's difficult for you to be able to get anything that is going to come in and, like I say, jumpstart it. From a homeopathic standpoint or a natural standpoint, yes, there are things that you can do. Because it hasn't fallen off the scale yet from a doctor's perspective, what I would encourage you to do is to work with someone, a naturopath, maybe an integrative medicine doctor that's both an MD and works from an alternative standpoint, to be able to look at things. I mean, there's things we could look at. We could do iodine. We could do kelp. There's also some other remedies. There's some tinctures. There's some supplements that could be used. But because you're not off the scale, we want to be sure that whatever we give you, for example, if we were to direct you to start doing some iodine or even say some kelp, you don't need a lot, hun, because it hasn't fallen off. It doesn't need that kick in the bottom. Okay, we're back. Okay, very good. Thank you. We had a little bit of maybe it's part of this energy flips that are going on. So, okay, so let's go back. So with that, Martha, what I'd like you to do is you don't need to do a lot, but you need to do something that's going to remind the thyroid to stay within the range so then you don't have to go and do anything else. The thing that I'm picking up that we talked briefly about, but I'm picking up is really important, is there's something inside that you need to go in and you need to express. There's something, I mean, I can feel so much joy inside of you, but I can feel it inside you, but I can't get it outside in the words that you're using. It's almost like I've got a block right in that thyroid that you feel like you still need to say what other people want you to say instead of just letting your joy come back. And to be able to bring that kind of interest in life and back in that passion. So from a natural standpoint, we can do that. But the most important thing is, what is it, honey, that you want to say? There's a situation in your life that you've got something you want to say. What is it that you want to say?
You know what? This sadness, I just have a sadness that comes over me. And I feel like I can't step out of it.
Well, you know, let's take that. Thank you for that's because that's, you know, I can find that joy inside. I just can't get it out. with it. There's a couple things, sweetie, is that, you know, you could go back into your life like all of us. We all have dysfunction. We all have all these things that we could certainly look at that makes our life sad and everything. But the bottom line of it is, when I go in, there's two ways I'm going to read that for you. Number one is, honey, you've put a lot of your dreams on the back burner for a long time. This sadness is trying to say to you, it's time. It's your time. It's okay to be about you. It's okay to be able to pursue what you want. It isn't about being selfish. It isn't about being self-absorbed or self-focused or all those self words that I can find in your history, along with probably, you know, millions of us that grace this earth. But there's that part. Your dream just wants to come up, sweetie. It just wants to, you know, it's kind of like a hairball. I'm sorry to say it that way, but it just wants out. The other part is, honey, you are very empathic energetically. And right now, truthfully, there is a sadness that's pervasive in the field of consciousness around our humanness. We're sad that life wasn't the way it used to be. We're sad that our house values have dropped. We're sad that we have war. We're sad that we can't be a global community. We're sad because we can't keep our job. We're sad. I mean, there is such a pervasiveness in this fear-based consciousness that the underlying emotion is sadness. As sensitive as you are, not only to what's going on with you, but energetically, honey, a lot of this sadness isn't even yours. It's your job, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to basically come in, honey, and to keep your vibration high. You know, each chakra has a range. Your job is to keep your chakras and your vibration as high as you can at that moment. That's all we can do is at the moment. So when the sadness comes in, let's bring in the joy. When you feel like you can't put a finger on what's making you sad, ask your intuition, kind of like I said with your body, ask your intuition and say, you know, is this my sadness or is this, you know, group consciousness or is this global consciousness or what is it? Your soul's going to tell you.
Right.
And if it's not yours, sweetie, it's not yours. It's interesting because I did a class in Michigan a week ago, and when I was talking to people and doing readings and everything, I kept hearing in people's field, next, move on, next, move on. And I kept hearing this in people's field. And my sense is this is where we are in our own personal evolution and in this kind of cosmic consciousness. It's like the universe is saying to us, if it doesn't work for you and it's not something that you find a value, let it go. And then next, call in the next thing and move on. This is part of this shift of consciousness from fear-based consciousness to what I call enlightened consciousness, meaning the only thing we can do is take care of our own energy. So I think truthfully, Martha, a lot of what you're feeling, sweetie, is just your gift of being empathic. I think it's your connection, your intuition. You know, that doesn't always mean that everything's going to be a, you know, rose garden. We get to feel everything. And the reason we do is so then we can raise our vibration. The other thing with your career, very quickly, because I have to go in, what you're doing, what you're looking for, what the joy is, you've touched it within your career. Honey, it's just like you're in the wrong place. It's not that you're doing what's wrong. It's just the wrong place for you.
Okay.
So, you know, kind of go in, take all your things on your health. Yes, you're doing what's right. You could kick it up a little bit. You don't want to kick it up too much. You know, you want to ask your soul, ask your intuition, is it mine, is it theirs? And then with your career, right thing, just change of scenery. That's what it feels like. How's that for cutting to the core of it? So
awesome.
Thank you so much. You are most welcome. Thank you so much for calling me. Okay, what I'm going to do is I noticed that Jennifer is back. Hang on, Jennifer. We're going to take you after the commercial break. I'm going to take a quick break right now. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be right back. Thanks.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me today, I'm talking about how important it is to keep your immune system happy and healthy right now, especially with the winter and the holidays and all the stress and everything else. I don't know. We seem to all believe that when it comes about 1st of November, we have to turn into these super people that has a unending list of the things that we wanted to complete all year but didn't get around to it, and then we add the holidays on top of it. So keeping that immune system healthy and happy is really, really important. I am still taking your calls, so if you have a question for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062 or 425-644-5620. I'm going to be having a very interesting teleclass, my Your Health teleclass series that I run every month. I've got a teleclass coming up November 19th, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. The topic of this month is autism. And rather than looking at it from a clinical perspective, I'll be adding a little bit about that. I'm going to be sharing a completely different perspective of autism and kind of a metaphysical perspective as well as a psychological perspective. I'm going to be discussing some of the hidden psychological meanings behind it. I am going to be talking about the connection between autism and the savant qualities. I'm also going to be sharing a very novel new nutritional approach that's really producing significant results in dealing with the effects of autism. It's really quite common sense, but interestingly enough, it is isn't a standard approach of what is being used, but nutrition is a major key to it. As we're finding, is gastrointestinal issues also could be a contributor to autism. And when we look at autism, we have to go back and look at the health and well-being of the parents. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be going and talking about autism from a variety of perspectives, energetically, how it maps in the chakra system, personality predisposition to autism, not so much from the behavioral part, but more of the neurological aspect of how that brain works and how that can increase susceptibility that can be part of the autistic symptoms that come along with it. The teleclass is actually 60 minutes long. And then what I also do is I always stay on the line a little bit longer and answer your questions, just like I'm doing on my radio show today, and answer as many questions as time allows. So I hope that you can join me if you have an autistic child or you know of someone who has autistic child or children. I hope that you'll invite them to join me for my show. Again, it's November 19th, and that's 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You can actually register online at www.ritberger.com. If you do sign up, we'll be sending you an audio download of the teleclass and then also a printable PDF on autism, so you'll be able to keep it for a reference tool or even share it with other people. So again, I hope that you'll join me. It's a show that I am very, very interested in, as I have run into many, many parents in the last month and a half who have been dealing with children with autism. So now when we go in and we look at the immune system itself, and I talked about how important it is to be able to keep the immune system happy and healthy. The first thing that we can do is to manage stress. That is very important. What that means is that we have to have our time, discretionary time. It may not take a long time, but discretionary time where we can just decompress from all the stress and press of the holidays and where we are. Adequate sleep is very, very important. Again, the pineal gland, that P53, that spell checker of the immune system, and then melatonin, which is produced also in the pineal gland. Adequate rest, the two go hand in hand. B vitamins are very good. Calcium and magnesium is very good. Vitamin C is good. Vitamin C you do have to be sensitive of if you have a sensitive stomach. Also, not to take too much vitamin C. There's different vitamin C drinks. Emergency is a very good one from the standpoint that it allows you to be able to take vitamin C in a liquid form. It's also very controlled. It has ways to be able to use it so you don't get an overabundance of vitamin C. It's a good thing to have to build up the immune system, but in large quantities, it can also cause some other problems in the body, sensitive stomach. And then eventually, if someone has very high dosages of it, it could even lead to some different kinds of heart disease. Echinacea. And then golden seal. Zinc is very important. Rebecca and I were talking, my producer, were talking prior to the show, and what we were both saying, this is the time where zinc is something that we really should be putting in our body. Again, if we, a lot of our natural vitamins, our supplements and stuff have it from a vitamin, daily vitamin. But again, there's a lot of different things from homeopathic that you can, even over the counter, that you can get that has zinc. Fruits and vegetables, and specifically what's important for the immune system itself, are your greens. The higher the chlorophyll, the better it is for the detoxification of the liver. The lymph system increases red blood count. The immune system, spleen, loves greens. Red fruits and vegetables and anything orange in color, all high in antioxidants, and then also in beta carotene. And then the last, and kind of that old remedy that's been passed on from generation to generation that works, is that good old chicken noodle soup or chicken soup. That's a very, very good for you. It just, I know that it does actually help the physical aspect of the body, but I really do think that most of the chicken soup phenomena has to do with the fact that it's just a good comfort food. And it just makes us feel good inside. And when we don't feel good, we turn to it. And we just know that somehow chicken soup is going to be able to help us. So those are some of the ways that you can help keep your immune system happy and healthy. And again, adequate rest. And, you know, maybe it means going to bed a little earlier just to get that extra half hour in. Whatever you can squeeze in, very good. Or even those afternoon naps. They don't have to be deep sleep, but afternoon naps are very good in keeping the immune system where it needs to be. All right, so there's some thoughts about how to keep it happy and healthy, and let's go back. Jennifer, you're back, sweetie. Let's take line two.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me. It's great to hear you.
Oh, likewise. How can I help you, sweetie?
Well, I've had some throat stuff for weeks now. I quit smoking on the 9th of September, and
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I've been doing the gum because I'm trying to make this easy for myself. But just recently, the throat thing's been really, really bad, and my allergies seem to be up or something, and I just feel really draggy and very fatigued, and I'm getting these small infections in, like, my hair follicles. I have one on my eye. It feels like my immune system is really going down for some reason. And intuitively, I've got a lot of things on, as you just mentioned, all these things. I've been doing all those things, so...
Yeah. So what you, I agree. When I go in and I look at your immune system, it's running about 60%. If 100% is optimally, it's about 60%. Now that doesn't mean that you're in a crisis situation, but it's an indicator to me energetically that, that it isn't functioning as properly as it needs to. So let me go in and kind of take it piece by piece for you. The immune system itself, when I go in energetically, sweetie, I want you to go in and I want you to do a little bit of self-disappointment liposuction. You know, congratulations that you stopped smoking. Congratulations with the changes that you've made. Congratulations with doing it in baby steps and not necessarily going out with that, you know, leap of faith or that blaze of glory or whatever else that we may want to say to it. But you have been working, Jennifer, really since probably October of last year. You've been doing a lot of changes throughout your life, and all of those changes take a lot of energy. So your body has had to adjust. It's had to adapt. It's doing the same thing with the quitting the smoking. The gum works. You know, if you have to do that and you couldn't cold turkey it, so what? At least you're doing it, and at least it's working for you. So those, that aspect of it is, really, I want to first of all acknowledge that, because all of those things create an unspoken or a spoken stress and a lot of wear and tear on the body. The other thing is that I pick up somewhere probably about 14 years old, you picked up Epstein-Barr virus. And what you have is you have this virus that basically, like all of us, lays dormant in our immune system. When you get too tired, you get too stressed, your diet changes, you maybe become too acidic in your system itself. This virus rears its head, and it's what's creating the fatigue itself. The best way to be able to do that is we want to go back. Let's feed that immune system. Let's go in and get rid of that self-directed disappointment. One of the things I say with great love, but I'm going to say it anyway, sweetie, is, gosh, you expect a lot of yourself the very first time you do anything. Yeah. You know, I mean, I just want to say to you, you know, let's lighten up. Look at how far you've come instead of looking at how much more is in front of you. You know, you're putting the pieces in place. That's going to help you tremendously also. The throat itself is actually tied to, it feels like you've got a low-grade infection. You might even feel like you're coming down with a flu or something like that. I can pick up the presence of the virus. The sore throat isn't tied to the smoking. It's not tied to the stopping the smoking. I went in and looked for a thyroid nodule, didn't, you know, come up with anything that just got my attention. But what I have is I just have, sometimes I could call it like that smoker's throat where it would just kind of get irritated. I do have some inflammation in that area. You will want to watch that throat, maybe gargle with some hot salt water or maybe some, you know, good, throat, cleaning. Let's see, I'm trying to think, with Edgar Cayce, I think he used hypoglycemia. I'll have to think about that one. But look at things like that. I want you to look at increasing the zinc itself. So the throat feels like it's tied to an inflammation or an infection that you've got going on in your body. The hair loss, the follicles, that you're having, this is also an indicator that you have a low-grade internal infection that is going on. It's part of an alopecia is what it feels like. The hair follicles themselves become inflamed, and then they become kind of full of gunk or pus or a secretion or anything. And then what it does is the hair basically falls out of the follicle itself. And then when I go in and then I touch the throat, and then I touch the hair loss, and I touch the energy. When was the last time that you had your thyroid check, sweetie?
I have it checked regularly, but it never comes up as on your system. But I know there's a problem.
There is, sweetie. The thyroid itself is not producing the thyroid hormone it needs to. So your body, your metabolism feels like it's in 33 and a third. And then when I add all the other things to it, then I can go in and I can find the situation where I've got the fatigue, the hair loss. While it is an internal infection, the alopecia, it also has to do with the thyroid itself. The fact that your sleep cycles, you're not going into the deep REM sleep, so you're not as perky as you normally would be in the morning. You feel like one of these people that would just, you know, kind of jump out of bed and, you know, get the day going. And right now it's like, okay, well, let's get out of bed. Come on, let's get out of bed. And so I'm not picking up that perkiness. What you might want to do is doctors, you know, they're really not trying to do anything against us. It's just that they have a normal range that they have to use as a measurement to find out whether a thyroid is hyper or hypo. And until it falls off the scale on the hyper side or the hypo side, there's really nothing that they can do, even though the symptomology may say that we have a low thyroid. So what you can do is find an integrative medicine doctor. What I would do is also go in and maybe look at a naturopath. It would be very good if they would do a hair follicle test on you. That will be able to find out, you know, infection. You've got some heavy metals. There's quite a few dynamics you can see that are going on. Now, taking a deep breath and saying all that, sweetie, you're not a mess. You've just got a lot going on. You've got a lot going on. So what I say to you is, Start where you are most concerned, where your mind is most fixated. If it's the fatigue, do that. If it's the hair, do that. Then find someone that can address those issues. Tell them the other issues and symptoms that are going on. But just start in one place, and then that way you're not going to get into that. You should do everything perfect the first time, Jennifer.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Sorry, hud. I had to get in that one last. Okay, let's get in that one last little thing. Remember this. Anyway, thank you. Oh, well, thanks, sweetie. I do appreciate that. All right. Thanks for calling me. Let's go to Pamela from Texas. Hi, Pamela. How are you, sweetie?
Well, hello, and thank you, thank you. I so enjoy you. You are so informative, and I say the whole world should know about you.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's true, and I also enjoyed your guest, Sherry Edwards. She is something else.
Isn't she something? I mean, she is really a gift to this world. I tell you, I meet a lot of great people and a lot of people I work with, but there is just this angelic energy about Sherry that is just, I don't know, it's very special.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I hope Sherry's listening, but I'll pass that on to her. Okay. So how can I help you, sweetie?
Well, since we're talking about immune systems, I've surely been taxing mine the majority of my life. I'm not good like Jennifer was and haven't really tried to stop doing things that I know that are bad for me. I just try to get through the day. And so I'm sort of curious if you might recognize or see or sense anything. If my immune system, give me a percentage, if you can, my lady.
Yeah, I sure can.
About how it might be working.
Well, actually, you're working about 90%, honey. Your immune system is very,
really?
Very healthy.
Are
from
you
a physical,
oh, really?
From
oh,
a
this-
from a physical from a physical standpoint, your immune system is working very well. From an emotional standpoint, the giveaway was when you said to me is that you just try to get through every day. Well, honey, when I touched you, you feel like Gumby, sweetie. And what I mean by that with love is you've got so many people, so many things pulling at you emotionally that part of what I'm picking up energetically around the immune system itself, specifically the spleen, is there's not a whole lot of time for Pamela on a daily basis. And as a result, there's all this emotional energy that's having to be expended. Carolyn Mesa said it this way. She says, you know, we wake up in the morning and we go to our energy bank and we say, okay, here's all the things that are on my list today. And I need to withdraw, you know, 1,000 units of energy today to be able to get through the day. That lasts until the first 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden you've used up the first 1,000. And then what you do is then you have to come in and then you go in and you say, okay, I need some more energy. And your energy bank goes, I'm sorry. And now you're in your reserves. The most important thing is that I find in the spleen itself is, sweetie, stop being sad about yourself. You know, I love it because I didn't even have to go in and point out the fact or nag you or anything. You nag yourself. But sometimes you get really hard on yourself. Sometimes you get to the point where, you know, it's just like, am I ever going to be able to do this? You know, when is it me? When is it going to be my turn? When is it this? When it's that? Well, what I say to you now, your immune system physically is really very healthy at this point in time as I'm reading you. Now, 6 months ago, I wouldn't have said that to you. 6 months ago, the stress and wear and tear in your body was not healthy for you. But somewhere between there and now, you've come in and you've started to say, this is acceptable, this isn't, this I'm going to do, this I'm not, this compromises me, this it doesn't. But where you are now is just don't turn on yourself, sweetie. And this thing is, choose one thing a day that you can accomplish. One thing a day that you can accomplish that you can go to bed at night, lay there and feel good about yourself. You know, in California, in California, we have something, they're the almond growers, almonds, as they call them, and they have a campaign that says just one can a day. Well, what I want to say to you is just one thing a day that you do for you and you feel good about when you go to bed at night. And then the next day, another thing, and the next day, another thing. And what we'll do is you'll change that sadness that's tied to your spleen, and you won't feel sad about your life. You won't feel sad about, you know, the fact that you've given up or you've done these things, all these things. And, you know, you won't feel sad because you maybe or feel bad about yourself and then sad because maybe you ate something that you shouldn't. You know, a lot of what I'm feeling with the sadness is guilt, sweetie. And gosh, you know, you've kind of got a wonderful family that gifted you with a whole bunch of that, didn't they?
Yes, this is true.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're all coming around come the holidays again, too.
Woo! You just gotta love that. About this time of the year, I always say to my soul, now would you remind me again why I chose this family? Because I'll tell you, I really am a lone eagle. And then him trying to put everything together, and then it's like, the inner part goes, why?
Yes, it's but, like, oh, how am I going to keep this all intact without somebody flying off the handle?
You know what, sweetie? You're not. They never have. The best that could happen is that I can feel in the progression around your family is that at least they don't fly off the handle the first 5 minutes. It feels like it goes 45 minutes, an hour into a conversation or dinner. That's progression, sweetie, progress. Yeah. We really need to kind of take those little pieces. But you know what? Don't try to hold it together. Just do what you love, do what's important to you, and then let the rest of it take care of itself. That will do a lot for the energetics of the emotion and your immune system.
All right. Oh, well, Carol, thank you so very, very much. You are such a gift to all of us. And just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And do say hello to Miss Sherry and see if when you can get her back on the program again.
You know what? I will do that. We're trying to coordinate schedules, and I will do that. Thank you so much, and light and love to you. And you know what? I think you helped me also. I'm going to have to step back and go, why? All right. Let's jump. Light and love to you, sweetie. Okay, let's go in and take Michelle from California. Hi, Michelle, line four.
Oh, hi, Carol.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi. So grateful to be able to get on the show. I'm thrilled to have found you. I just found you.
Oh, well, thank you for finding me. How can I help you?
Well, I feel like you've been talking to me directly with almost every word this whole show. I've worked so hard, you know, all around for 7 years. Emotionally and physically, and still shockingly just came up with so many physical conditions in my last blood test. Mm-hmm. And in regard to getting back on track into homeostasis, I know the body as a whole and is all equally important, being diet, environment, emotions, attitude, thoughts. Mm-hmm. And my question is regarding which comes first for me specifically, you know, which is the, is it the chicken or the egg? Are my physical challenges spawned from my mind, my current stress, or my past emotional traumas? Or is my stress, depression, and irritability that I have now for the past year and a half, I've been plagued, completely not happy? This is a complete flip-flop from the last 5 years. Are they caused by my body's imbalanced conditions?
Okay, let's go in and let's, and I don't mean to rush you, sweetie. I've got a few minutes. Rebecca will tell me how long, but let's go in. Right now, your mind is fixated on your physical body. To try to do any kind of emotional work right now would just be a distraction, and you don't need a distraction in your life right now. When I go into the physical part of the body and I look at the blood work and I look at the different readings that came up on the blood work itself, I'm going to give you a place to start.
Right.
And you can focus there. And I'm going to give you some of the emotional aspects there. But where I want you to focus is I want you to focus on your liver, honey. Yes. The liver has many, many jobs. One of it is it's tied to the production of red blood count. That's tied to the bone marrow. We need to get your red blood count up. That way you're not going to have the fatigue that you're feeling. And I pick up that you've got your, if you haven't been diagnosed, you're very much on the verge of being anemic is what it feels like to me. Liver is also that part, live or die, in my world as a medical intuitive. Sweetie, you want to live. I know you want to live. You've bucked a lot of odds. You'll want to eat the greens. You'll want to keep that liver cleansed. You will want to keep the greens for the immune system to keep it healthy. The red of the antioxidants. Red is also a natural diuretic in the energetics and the physical aspect of the body. That will help you get rid of a lot of the heaviness that you have in your lymph system. And it just feels like you're just carrying this ball and chain around your ankles is what it feels like. That will help you move forward. The other thing is that you might want to work with someone that doing homeopathic work that feels like it's, you know, I could do acupuncture, that would work well for you. I could do homeopathy, would work well for you. There's many, many wonderful modalities, but those are the two that would be able to come in and help you. The other thing is, sweetie, is I step back and I look at you and honey, you're getting mixed messages from the doctors. Now, it isn't that they're doing any harm, and it isn't that they're wrong. They're just not connecting the dots the way they need to. If you take care of your liver, Michelle, it will take care of your spleen, and it will take care of your immune system. If you take care of your liver and it takes care of the spleen, sweetie, it's going to take care of that thyroid. So you can see that you've got a triangle. And in that triangle, starting at the liver, it's going to help the liver function properly. It's going to give the immune system the boost that it needs. It's going to help balance the thyroid. It's not off the scale. There's nothing major wrong that it feels like with it. It feels like it's within the range. It just feels lazy to me. And so you have those different aspects of it. In the blood work, The blood is the blood of life. The liver, it's what the blood of life means, not only for the body, but it's our desire to stay in our body and do our work. You're not a person to give up, but sweetie, you're overwhelmed right now, and I can see where it'd be easy to know which way to go. So I want you to focus on the physical body, get your mind what it needs, try the things that you need to, find yourself a good homeopath, work with a homeopath. I feel like that's going to be the best way for you to start this. Then I want you to go to the liver. So the liver holds anger, guilt, resentment, and shame. I want you to choose one of those emotions that you feel strongly within your body, and I want you to work at getting rid of it. And I can feel which one it is, and you have no reason to feel that way. I feel that you feel like you're ashamed. That's the strong one that I'm picking up. And you feel guilty. Guilty leads you to the shame. The shame isn't yours. You don't have anything to be ashamed of, sweetie. The anger is just your body's way of saying, I've had it. I'm done. The irritation is that inflammation and what I picked up in the body, the liver itself. That's why I directed you in that particular area of the body to really focus on and work with. But when you reach a place where you're irritated or you're emotionally volatile or anger comes out, what your body and soul are saying to you is that your mind may have misled you to get involved or to compromise, or you did it for the reasons that were right at the time, but they're not now. And anger basically tells us we've been hanging on to something that's compromising us too long, and we can't hold self-directed anger and have a healthy spleen and liver.
Well, that's all me.
But you know what? You've earned it. You know what? You've earned it. And what I mean by that, sweetie, is that you've engaged in situations where you truly thought that you could make a difference in people's lives. People change for their reason and not ours. And as a bottom line, you have tried and tried and tried, and maybe now it's time that you step back and you say, you know what, this isn't about me. I tried, I was part of the dynamics, but this isn't about me, and now I need to focus on me and focus on your physical and get what you need physically, so then you're not going to be alarmed by what the doctors are telling you. And I really think that you need to talk to another doctor.
Okay. That's very
I think you need to get... Yeah. Well, actually, well, that would be good. I would love to be able to spend the time with you, but I do want to tell you, sweetie, I do need to say to you, I'd be remiss if I didn't. You'd talk to a doctor because, again, that's the only way your mind is going to get what it needs. I'll give you one side of it, and the doctor can give you the other side of it. Right now, it feels very hopeless, and that's not the case at all, sweetie.
Oh, thank you very much.
You are so welcome. And thank you for finding me. I really appreciate it. And, you know, let the anger out. Get yourself an anger journal and just enjoy writing all those things that you just feel inside and you don't want to really say, but just get it out of you. That will help you tremendously. All right. Well, thank you so much. Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, all of you, for joining me today. It's been a pleasure to spend this time with you. You can listen to this show again in my archives, www.reitberger, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R.com. And then also, I hope that you'll join me on my teleclass November 19th. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful to spend the morning with you. Light and love, and have a great week. I'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Reitberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.